Welcome to Night Prayer or Compline. I thought this evening we might do something a little different. So we will follow the order of service for Celtic Compline, and that order of service is not available on our website. So I'm going to ask you this evening just to sit back and listen to the beautiful words. So we'll just take a few moments silence now. And we give thanks to God for the many blessings that he has bestowed on us this day, perhaps since our last service. And I expect that many of us have seen family members, probably for the first time in a long time, over this last week. So we do give thanks to our families, but we continue to ask that God keeps them safe this time. May your holy angels, O Christ, Son of the living God, tend our sleep, our rest, our bright bed. Let them reveal true visions to us in our sleep, O High Prince of the universe, O great and mysterious King. May no demons, no evil, no injury or terrifying dreams disturb our rest, our prompt and swift repose. May our waking, our work, and our living be holy, our sleep, our rest, without hindrance or harm. Keep us safe, O Lord, in the darkness of this night, for the eternal kingdom, where there is flaming radiance forever. And the psalm this evening is Psalm 139, verses 1 to 11, 16 and 17. Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You trace my journeys and my resting places, and are acquainted with all my ways. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it altogether. You press me upon, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high, I cannot attain to it. And Psalm 17, verses 1 to 8. Hear my plea of innocence, O Lord, give heed to my cry. Listen to my prayer, which does not come from lying lips. Let my vindication come forth from your presence. Let your eyes be fixed on justice. Weigh my heart, summon me by night. Melt me down. You will find no impurity in me. I give no offence with my mouth, as others do. I have heeded the words of your lips. My footsteps hold fast to the ways of your law. In your paths my feet shall not stumble. I call upon you, O God, for you will answer me. Incline your ear to me and hear my words. Show me your marvellous loving kindness, O Saviour of those who take refuge at your right hand, from those who rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Keep us safe, O Lord, in the darkness of this night, for the eternal kingdom is where there is flaming radiance for ever. And our reading is a Gaelic reading. I lie down this night with God, and God will lie down with me. I lie down this night with Christ, and Christ will lie down with me. I lie down this night with the Spirit, and the Spirit will lie down with me. God and Christ and the Spirit be lying down with me. And a reading from Revelation 22, verses 4 to 5. They shall see God's face, and his name shall be on their foreheads, and night shall be no more. They shall not need the light of the lamp nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God shall enlighten them, and they shall reign for ever and ever. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit, for you have redeemed us, God of truth. Guide us while waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every nation, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for evermore. Amen. Guide us while waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And now we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May we do the will of God, sharing in the death of Christ, and rise in the light of heaven. May we rest safely this night, sleep in perfect peace, and rise with the morning light. May the Father watch over our beds, Christ fill our dreams, and the angels guard our souls. May the peace of the Spirit be mine this night. The peace of the Son be mine this night, and the peace of the Father be mine this night, each morning and evening of my life. Amen. Let me have from you three petitions, beautiful Mary. Little bright-necked one, get them, son of women, for your son, whom has them in his power. That I be in the world till old with the Lord, who rules starry heaven, and that thereafter there be a welcome for me into the eternal, ever-enduring kingdom. May the divine assistance remain always with us and with our absent loved ones. Amen.